He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
The October 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, it's Fed Day later today, or they're meeting now, I suppose. Janet Yellen and her cohorts, which make up the Federal Open Market Committee, otherwise known as the FOMC. Some would call them the Mafia. They will decide on the future of interest rates, the bond buyback program, whether or not there will be any more quantitative easing, etc. And the expectations are that they will end the bond buyback program. Of course, they've been tapering right along every single meeting. Every month, they've been tapering back a little more, and this should be the one that brings an end to the bond buyback program, quantitative easing 3. So we'll get the announcement a little bit later today. And in anticipation of that, we've got a mixed market this morning. The Dow is up 42 points. Hey, it's up above 17,000 once again. How about that? After a big swoon. Man, we were looking at support levels a couple weeks ago down around the 15,300 area. And here we are at 17,048. The S&P is at 1988. It's up 3 points. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, and this is mostly due to Facebook, which reported earnings after the close last night, which didn't live up to expectations. The NASDAQ's down 11 points to 45.53. Crude oil is up 1% today, 82.19. Gold is at 12.22. The 10-year yield is at 2.30%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, one of the things, obviously, that the market has been grappling with this year has been the Fed. You know that the Fed has done in the past unprecedented action in keeping the economy moving forward and in keeping the markets moving forward and keeping inflation low and keeping the employment rate moving forward. And I, again, would say without the Fed, who knows where we would be today, because we haven't gotten much help from any other branches of government. Not that the Fed is a branch of government, but that's where the stimulus for this economy has been coming from. And, of course, the Fed has been one of the main reasons that the market has tripled since 2009, since March of 2009. At 1988, I believe that's an exact triple, or is it 1998? Because we were at 666. Multiply that by 3, and you'll see that the market has tripled since that low. And I put out a buy signal on the market on March 27th of 2009, and that buy signal has been in place ever since. Because I do believe in doing a little bit of market timing. I don't believe it's always good to be invested in the market. Nor do I believe it's always good to be invested in bonds. There's a time for each. What's it say in Ecclesiastics? To everything, turn, 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 there is a time. There is a season. Roger McGuinn, the birds, right? Well, anyways, this has been a good environment for equities now for the last 5.5 years. And more specifically, U.S. equities, especially lately, as Europe continues to fight off inflation, recession. And it remains to be seen if Europe will employ some of the tactics that were employed by our Fed here in the United States. Will the European Central Bank apply stimulus to their economy? They've already talked about a bond buyback program similar to ours, and just talking about it recently has put a floor under the European market. And that has also helped our market rebound considerably. I think this really shows the resilience of this bull market, which is now 67 months old, and another 10 days it'll be 68 months old. it has been really resilient. There have been a lot of threats to this bull market along the way. And every time in my weekly newsletter a threat comes along, I step back and I analyze it. And I look at the technicals and I look at the fundamentals of the market and I look at what my app and my work, my formulas are telling me. And every time I've said, you know what, the bull market is still intact. It's best to stay invested. And even though this recent bout of volatility frightened investors, I mean, we had a down 450-point day, right? Just with, a couple weeks ago, I stepped back and I looked at the situation. And even though I put a few hedges in place just in case and raised some cash just in case, I still stayed about 60% invested through it and said the bull market is still intact. Now, there's areas around the world that I don't like. There's not a bull market in Europe. There's not a bull market in China. There's not a bull market in Latin America. In fact, there's not a bull market in the emerging markets. There's not a bull market in gold. But if you look to the United States, whether it be U.S. stocks or U.S. bonds, the bull market there remains intact for now. And some of the best areas of the market are areas that have been leading the market now for the last couple of years. As I look at my sector ratings today, which is very, very important, I rank some 66 sectors on a daily basis based on their performance, their relative strength, their technicals, etc. And I got to tell you that over the last couple of years, the biotech index is measured by IBB, has been at or near the top. Now, you take away February-March time frame where Congressman Henry Waxman wagged his finger at the biotech stocks, and then, of course, Janet Yellen wagged her finger a little bit, but they have since regained their leadership. And as I look at the sector rankings today, the biotech stocks, don't let the name biotech scare you. Gilead is now, what, a $160 billion company? Biogen is a massive company. And even though they're labeled still as biotechs, these have become large pharmaceutical companies now. And I continue to have a heavy weighting in the medical sector, and more specifically, the biotech and pharmaceutical sector. The pharmaceutical sector, which is a little bit different from the biotechs, these are considered to be companies that have established franchises and drugs that have been around a long time, and they're not as much of research labs as the others are. The pharmaceuticals are the number two sector in the market right now. Look at your portfolio. Do you own any biotechs? Do you own any pharmaceuticals? If you don't, you're missing out on the top sectors in the market. Somebody's asleep at the wheel. If you're managing your own account or if somebody else is managing it, and you see very few biotechs or pharmaceuticals in there, somebody's asleep at the wheel. And if you look instead and you say, oh, well, I've got Merck, I've got Pfizer, No, I'm not talking about those companies. I'm talking about the ones today that are coming up with the new drugs that are exploding on the scene with huge earnings and huge sales. The stocks of today, not the stocks of yesteryear. The number three sector in the market right now is healthcare. We've added a lot of people to the healthcare rolls over the last couple of years. Healthcare is 20 to 22% of our economy. If you look at your portfolio and you don't see any healthcare related stocks, there's another one that you should have some heavy, pretty good, oversized exposure to. The number four sector right now is the transportation index. Well, with $80 oil, don't you think that's helping the airlines, Alaska Air, Southwest, United, Delta? Don't you think that's helping the trucking companies like Old Dominion, one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, J.B. Hunt, Conway, others? Don't you think that's helping the railroads, Union Pacific, although they're not as intensive users of oil and gas as the airlines are? It's still helping this whole transportation sector. The number five sector right now, the utilities. Utilities, again, related to energy, being helped by people seeking better interest rates than they can get in the 10-year. The utilities are doing well. Consumer staples are next. In an uncertain environment, consumer staple stocks do well. Medical equipment is next. They're hoping to get rid of that medical equipment tax that Obamacare bring on. And then we get down into the REITs, which would be real estate. Those are the leading sectors in the market right now. And you have to look at your own portfolio and say, am I in the leading sectors in the market? How about if I have an ETF account? Am I in these sectors? Do I own stocks from these sectors? And again, it changes from time to time, doesn't it? But these sectors have been leading the market for a long, long time, and until further notice, they continue to be the best places to be invested. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, if the medical sector is one of the best sectors in the entire market, how about some individual stocks from the medical sector, Mr. Gunderson? Well, I've chosen two today to feature, and right now they currently fit my criteria to be labeled as Best Stocks Now. What are my criteria? My criteria, number one, valuation. I like companies that still make sense from a valuation point of view. I don't like to pay up for stocks. But I have found that buying stocks just because they appear to be undervalued can lead you right into a value trap. Therefore, I am a hybrid value investor. Because I also require performance, momentum, a stock that's flourishing, not one that's languishing. And a lot of times the pure value stocks, if you look at a pure value investor's portfolio, you'll see a lot of stocks that have been languishing because that's when they like to buy them. They like to buy them when they're the most out of favor. And they become very out of favor when they start to sell off and plunge, go into a downtrend. I don't like buying stocks like that. That's just me. I've tried buying pure value stocks over the years, and once again, I found that there's many value traps out there. They're going down and plunging, and they're cheap for a reason. They're not good companies anymore. On the other hand, performance. I like companies that are doing well, that are flourishing, that are managed well, that have put the numbers up for the shareholders over the years, companies that have returned money in the way of capital appreciation over time, companies that have beat the market handily, companies that have beaten their peers handily. Those are the kind of stocks I like. Now, that's a rare combination. It's not easy to find value and performance / momentum in the same company. That's why on any given day, out of the 3,900 or so, 4,000 that I track, there's only 100 to 200 that meet my criteria. And some of them can stay there in that top 100 or 200 for a long, long time. Apple, for instance, has been in that category for a long, long time, believe it or not. Let me ask you this question about Apple before we move on to our medical stock here. Is Apple still cheap? No, absolutely. Look at the forward P.E. ratio. Compare it with the growth rate. Multiply the earnings out over the next 5 years. Put a multiple on it, and you'll see that the stock still makes good sense from a valuation point of view. Has the stock been flourishing and beating other stocks? Well, compare it with IBM. Compare it with Hewlett-Packard. Compare it with Cisco. Compare it with Microsoft. Compare it with the market. It absolutely has. So there's a very good stark example of combining value with performance. Now, it just doesn't have to be a blockbuster company like Apple that fits these criteria. In fact, most of the time, it's companies that you might have never heard of. I'll bet very few listeners have heard of a company called MWI Veterinary Supply. It rhymes. It's headquartered in Boise, Idaho. And I'll bet further, very few people know what MWI stands for. I do because I wrote about the stock in my book, Best Stocks Now, a few years back. MWI stands for Millard Willard Ickes, which is the name of the founder in Idaho. And they supply more than 41,000 animal health products to veterinarians through 13 distribution centers in the United States of America. You know, pets are a big deal now, big business. Our ballpark here in San Diego is named after a pet company, Petco, where the pets go. I'm not real fond of that little moniker there, but it's true. I see Budweiser commercials during the World Series. Maybe you've seen the one where the guy goes off drinking with his friends and he says goodbye to his dog, says, "I'll be back, don't worry." And then he comes back the next day and the dog's like, "Where have you been?" And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I decided not to drive home last night. I was out with Bob." Like the dog knows who Bob is. But anyways, you know, dogs, cats, pets, big business. And so MWI Veterinary Supply, the symbol's MWIV, is in a sweet spot right now. Over the last 5 years, this stock has appreciated at a rate of 35% per year, while the market's delivered 13.7. Millard Willard Ickes knows how to put money into shareholders' pockets. I like that in a CEO. Over the last 3 years, the stock has also flourished. It's almost doubled the returns of the market. However, over the last 12 months, it's been in this long consolidation despite its steady growth over the years. In fact, when I look over the last 5 years, I see that their earnings have grown at an annual rate of 24% per year. And you can look at other companies, some of these big dinosaurs of yesteryear, the Mercks of the world, the IBM, they're not growing by 24% per year anymore. They're growing by single digits. And all things being equal, companies growing by 20 or 30% per year should outperform a company growing by 5 or 6% per year. So MWIV, which is a small cap, by the way, this is not a blue chip, this is not a dividend pair, this is an aggressive growth small cap stock. But I believe it could continue to grow. In fact, the analysts expect it to grow by about 15% per year going forward. That's pretty good growth when you compare it with the economy growing by 2%. And some of the big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear growing by 6 or 7%. I'll take 15% growth, but how much do I got to pay for that growth? Well, when I take the earnings estimates, which next year are $6.42, which Facebook would die for, and multiply that out by 15%, then apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in the veterinary supply group industry, I come up with a five-year target price of $271, and the stock's currently trading at $162. It's not the cheapest stock in the market, but then again, you're buying a superior performance stock, so you got to pay a little bit more for that. I currently rank MWI number 261 out of 3,917. It's been as high as number 50 or 60 here recently, however. And this is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. Now, I have investors that are aggressive growth investors. They're younger. They have time, or this is money that they can afford to take a little bit more risk. Everybody has to determine what their risk profile is. But most aggressive growth investors are more concentrated and focused in small caps, mid caps. I'm not talking penny stocks. I don't touch them. Those are radioactive nuclear waste. You don't want to go near them. MWIV is not a recommendation, but an example of a stock that I consider to be a best stock now, and it is one that I own here in my aggressive growth accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Yeah. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about the market last 5.5 years, bull market. How long will this bull market last? Nobody really knows. We take it a day at a time, week at a time, a month at a time, an index at a time, a stock at a time, an asset class at a time, and every week I send out my newsletter. It goes out every Friday evening or usually Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, sometime, depending on the conditions, the prevailing winds of the market at the time. And I'll begin working on my newsletter here soon for this weekend. And I'll be sending it out. And every weekend, I first go through all of the current technicals and fundamentals of the market. And I try to make it really easy to understand. A lot of pictures. Here's this, here's that. Therefore, I remain bullish on the market. That's what I've been saying for the last 5.5 years on U.S. stocks. And I also tell you where I stand on the bond market, where I stand on the foreign markets, and where I stand on gold, the major asset classes. And then I have the model portfolios for various types of investors, conservative, growth and income, mutual fund investors, which I try to help out you 401k folks out there, the aggressive growth, and then I have a speculative trading account also. That newsletter goes out every single week. You can sign up for it by visiting my website at pwstreet.com. We talked a little bit about one of the leading or the leading sectors in the market right now, which continue to be biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, transportation, and utilities. Those are the leading sectors in the market at the current time. And if you look at your own portfolio and you don't have any exposure to those sectors, well, then you're missing out because that's where the action in the market is, and that's where it's been for quite some time now. And I just used an example of one from the medical industry, although it's not working with people, it's working with dogs and cats and veterinarians. That's still a big part of the medical sector. The next example I'm going to give is one that I've talked about recently, but I thought I'd give another update on it because it continues to break out and look good. I wrote an article back on October 17th for townhallfinance.com. about this company. The title of the article was Not Just Another Ebola Stock. You know, looking back on the big swoon and all the volatility that we had in the market a few weeks ago, we had a down day of 450. I think a lot of it, you got to believe, was about all of the Ebola headlines and Ebola coming to America, which I don't think it should have happened, but it did. And are we out of the woods yet? I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see. But that really spooked the market. Think of the impact. You know, I was reading today that just the bowling alley where the guy bowled at back in New York City, the doctor, look what it did to their business. There's a barbecue joint down the street from the Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Their business is down 40%. There was another place up in Ohio where the nurse visited and spent 3 hours there, practically had to close the place down. Now, that's just one or two people. Can you imagine? We get a dozen people here roaming around the streets with Ebola. What it could do to the economy? That's why the market was so nervous about it. And there were a lot of these fad stocks, the guys that make the hazmat suits, and guys that are working on vaccines for Ebola or cures for Ebola, that were flying. They were fad stocks, and yet there's good stocks with underlying fundamentals that could stand to benefit from all the money. I read that New York City's going to spend millions of dollars to prepare for more Ebola people coming, which begs the question, why don't we stop them from coming? Why don't we quarantine them on the other side of the pond for 21 days? That's what the military's doing. And if they can withstand that 21-day quarantine over there across the pond, then you're allowed to come to America. I guess that makes too much sense. Because I don't want people. What if they develop a fever while they're on flight, mid-flight? Uh-oh, I got a fever, 101. I'm on an airplane with 400 people. I don't think that's fair. I really don't. I mean, if you, God bless people that are going to go over there and serve and Doctors Without Borders. But there has to be some kind of a consequence, right? I mean, you can't just come waltzing back here freely and go bowling the next day. That's just me. Anyways, Cantel Medical, CMN, is a global provider of infection prevention and control products and services to the healthcare market. The company is based in Little Falls, New Jersey. And, of course, New Jersey has been in the headlines recently with their 21-day mandatory, which they kind of relaxed here, mandatory quarantine for anybody returning with Ebola that had worked with Ebola patients. Well, this company happens to be headquartered in New Jersey. Will they get any money from this Ebola scare? I don't know. I mean, the company has good fundamentals underlying it with or without Ebola. But they are in an industry that controls their specialist in infection prevention. They have three businesses: infection prevention, purification and filtration, and healthcare disposables, which is another big issue with this. And these are all areas of the company that have grown nicely over the years. This stock currently is breaking out to new highs. Cantel Medical reported earnings recently that were good. Their sales increased by 15%. They beat earnings on the bottom line. And management tone was very positive about the company's growth prospects for next year. And again, this is with or without Ebola. So why you've got these face mask and hazmat stocks that traders have piled into, fad stocks, I would call them. Cantel Medical, and of course they've sold off wickedly since the fad has died. Cantel continues to hit new highs. And as I look at it from my best stocks now point of view, valuation plus performance, let's take a look. Over the last 10 years, Cantel has delivered 20% per year to investors. That's triple what the market has returned. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 43% to investors, while the market's delivered just 13. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 51% per year. I mean, this one blows MWI Veterinary Supply away. This has been a solid performing, one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. In fact, it currently gets a performance grade of A. It also gets a momentum grade of A. There's that performance side of the equation that I like so much. This is one of the top performing stocks in the market. It also has a little bit of a defensive nature to it. People don't cut spending on infection control products when there's a recession. In fact, in 08, when the market was down 38%, this stock was basically even that year. I can't guarantee it'll hold up during the next bear market, but it did pretty well during the last one. And lastly is valuation. When I take this company, which has been growing their earnings by 21% per year over the last 5 years, and I look at next year's earnings estimates of $1.54, which would be record earnings for the company. If they're to make $1.54 next year, like the analysts say they will, that would represent 32% earnings growth this year versus last year. Now let's grow it out by 18% per year over the next 5 years, which again is the analyst estimate, and I put a multiple on the shares, and I come up with the target price of about $70 5 years from now. Why do you use 5-year target price? Because the analysts use 5-year growth rates. Let's match the hot dogs with the buns, right? Cantel Medical currently comes in with the $70 target price, trading at 41. Out of the 3,917 stocks that I follow, it comes in at number 74. It's been as high as number 2 recently. So it bounces around within that top 200. And it is a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Well, why is it in your aggressive growth account? Because it's a $1.7 billion small cap stock. This isn't Johnson & Johnson. This doesn't pay a dividend. This isn't a mutual fund. It's not an ETF. It's an individual stock. And by the way, I don't make any individual stock more than 3 or 4%. I usually build a portfolio. When I'm fully invested, I usually own 25 to 30 stocks in that portfolio. And in my aggressive growth accounts right now, CMN, Cantel Medical, is one of the stocks that I currently own. Now, you can see all the stocks that I own in that portfolio. Go to my website, pwstreet.com, and we'll be happy to send you the newsletter where you'll find other stocks that share these same characteristics of performance and value like Cantel Medical. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org. Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we talked about sectors and how important it is to be in the right sectors. Now, let's just take a look at some of the leading stocks in the market right now. I'm going to look at my top 300 list here. We're not going to go all through 300, but we'll take a look at the top 20 or 30 or so and see if there's a common thread to see if the individual stocks match what I'm telling you about the leading sectors right now. What did I say the leading sectors were in the market again? Boy, and it's been this way for the last couple of years. Biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, transportation, utilities. And, you know, you pretty much have your bases covered there. Consumer staples would be the next one I would throw in. Okay, so now let's look at the leading stocks in the market. Now, my ranking of stocks is based on the criteria that I've been talking about, value and performance. Those two have to merge together to create what I call a best stock now. And every day my app goes out and it grabs the latest earnings estimates. It grabs the latest performance numbers. It abides by the formulas that I've entered into the app, embedded in it, and it ranks these stocks one against another. And it's not like they're bouncing around wildly day after day. There's trends that are eventually established, and they can stay in place for quite some time. So let's just look at some of the leading stocks in the market right now and see if they match what I'm telling you about the leading sectors. Okay, let's go and take a look at some of the top-ranked stocks, which, again, you can look up for yourself. You can download the app at the Google Play Store. It's called Best Stocks Now. You can download it at the iTunes Store. It's called Best Stocks Now. Or you can go to my website for the app, which is beststocksnowapp.com. beststocksnowapp.com. Here's the leading stocks. Number one, Isis Pharmaceutical. In fact, there's only five stocks right now that get an A+. That means best. These are the absolute best, highest ranked stocks. Isis Pharmaceutical, number one. Number two, Biomarin Pharmaceutical. Number three, Alnylam Pharmaceutical. Oh, okay, the top three are biotech or pharmaceutical related. What have I been telling you? It's the number one sector. Now, the number four is the first non-biotech, non-pharmaceutical stock. It's AmTrust Financial, AFSI, which is actually an insurance stock. One that I wish I would have bought. It started showing up on my screens and started rising in rank, and I looked at it. The insurance stocks are actually doing very, very well right now because they, a lot of times, have big bond holdings in their portfolios, and the bond market has done well. But AmTrust Financial has also done well with their growth of sales and growth of earnings. It's number four. Number five is Splunk. This is another stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital. This is actually a technology stock, is Splunk. I love that name, Splunk. Are you splunking? Illumina is number six. That's another biotech stock. Alaska Air is number seven. Oh, a transportation stock. You're kidding me. Alaska Air? Take a look at a chart of Alaska Air and see how well it's performed over the last 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Number eight is actually a mutual fund, the Fidelity Biotech Fund. Boy, there's a good affirmation that the biotech sector is red hot right now. Number eight is the Biotech Index. Oh, it's an ETF that follows the Biotech Index. Number nine is Bluebird Bio. Not a Beatles song, a biotech stock. Number 10 is Alexion Pharmaceuticals. Another biotech stock. Number 12, Celgene. Another biotech. Number 13 is Insight. Then we get to Acorn, which is a medical-related stock. Then we get to Pharmacyclics, Cubist Pharmaceutical. Finally, we get to kind of a consumer staple here, Advanced Auto Parts. An auto parts store. So you see what the leading stocks in the market back up what I'm telling you. They come from these leading sectors in the market. There's a big correlation between first, leading asset classes, which would be U.S. stocks, which all of these are. Number two, leading sectors in the market, which all of these come from leading sectors, except for the one insurance stock. And number three, they all are U.S. stocks and biotechs and or transportations and or utilities. They all come from the leading asset class and the leading sectors in the market. That's why I built into the app three major screens every day. You can tap on and see what the leading asset classes are. You won't see gold at the top. In fact, I just looked at American Barrick, Barrick Gold here during the break. That's a horrible looking stock. Why? It comes from a horrible asset class right now, gold. And it comes from a horrible sector right now, the mining sector. Now the mining sector had its day back in 2009, 2010, around in there, during the commodity boom, but it's been a terrible place to be invested. So not only do the best stocks come from the best asset classes, the best sectors, the worst stocks come from the worst asset classes and the worst sectors, like Barrick Gold Corporation. Now, will one day gold be back on top? I think it will be. There'll be another time when something happens in the world that causes gold to soar, but for now, it's been one of the worst places to be. Instead, the medical sector, biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare. That's being in the right place at the right time and being out of the wrong place at the wrong time. Anyways, I summarize this all in my newsletter every week. I try to make it as simple as possible. I go through the leading asset class. I go through the leading sectors. I go through the leading stocks every single week. You go to my website at pwstreet.com. And you can look it up for yourself. You don't need me. Get the app at the iTunes Store, at the Google Play Store. It's been as high as number two in the world as far as grossing financial apps from the iTunes Store. Or you can look these stocks up, these sectors up, these indexes up at the website, beststocksnowapp.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, we're a little bit different. We're not index investors. We're not asset allocators. I heard an interesting commentary this morning from Tom Keene on Bloomberg. He hates asset allocation. So do I. I don't like it. It's mediocre. Anyways, we're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.